summer is finally here, which means we all have good reason to spend more time outdoors. There will be plenty of festivals for people of all ages in the state this summer. Our next guest wrote up a guide of everything from local fairs to big city music festivals. We want to know what festivals you're looking forward to this summer. Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us if you'll be going to your local town fair, who you're going with, what you enjoy about it most, and don't forget the county and state fairs, too. Maybe you're going to Summerfest in Milwaukee. Tell us which artist you're looking forward to seeing. Again, the number is 800-642-1234. Joining us now in our Milwaukee studio is Chelsea Lewis. Chelsea writes about travel and things to do in Wisconsin for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chelsea, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
What starts in the short term here? What's coming up this weekend?
Oh, there's so much to do all over the state. Here in Milwaukee, we have Pride Fest that's happening this weekend. And then we also have the Locust Street Festival, which is a fun little local festival with a beer run. So there's like a 2-mile run and you drink 4 beers while you're doing it. That's kind of a wacky one. Up in Door County, there's the Door County Lighthouse Festival. So they open up some of the lighthouses that aren't typically open to the public, and they open those for tours, whether via a boat or on land. So that's a really, really fun one as well.
Now, what is it about outdoor festivals that makes them so fun?
Well, I mean, I think being in Wisconsin, we only have a few months to enjoy the outdoors, right? So we take advantage of them as much as we can, and kind of being outside with the carnival games and rides and food and music, there's just something special about those precious few months and enjoying that.
What are some of the most popular ones around the state, the big names?
Well, of course, you know, in Milwaukee here, we are kind of known as the city of festivals. So we have a whole slew of ethnic festivals, from Polish Fest, which is next weekend, to German and Irish Fest, Festa Italiana, and then, of course, the big Kahuna Summer Fest at the end of June and the beginning of July. But all over the state, there's a handful of big festivals. Up in La Crosse, there's a big River Fest in July, where they bring in some big music acts and kind of party along the Mississippi River. That's a really cool one. There's a Pulaski Polka Days in July
of
up
course.
In Pulaski. Yeah, that's a big one if you've never been to that. And then there's a ton of other music festivals. There's like the Hodeg Country Festival up in Rhinelander. Of course, Eau Claire's with Justin Vernon that he puts on. This will be the second year, I think, for that one. So yeah, festivals all over the state.
You mentioned Summerfest. Who are some of the acts headlining Summerfest? There's a lot. It's with the biggest music festival in the world, I've heard.
Yeah, so they say. So there are more than 800 national and local acts, I think, across the 11-day festival. Everything from country and rock and roll to, you know, R&B and rap, local acts, national acts. It's always a great festival, always a good time in Milwaukee.
We're talking to Chelsea Lewis. She wrote in Wisconsin Trails about the big summer festivals around the state of Wisconsin this summer, ones to look forward to, ones to get on your schedule. You can join in with your favorite festivals, your favorite summer festivals around the state of Wisconsin, big or small, statewide or local. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Chelsea, I know you have a lot on offer there in the Milwaukee area. Do you try to get out and enjoy some of the, you know, smaller town festivals around the state?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think those have their own special little flavor. And in fact, there's a funny one coming up, I think, next weekend or in a couple weeks in Sparta called Butterfest, which is totally wacky. They celebrate butter. So it's like your typical festival with carnival stuff and music, but then also they have like a buttermilk pancake breakfast and just fun stuff like that. The Muskie Fest up in Hayward is a lot of fun because that's where the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is. So if you've never been there, it's like this big giant fiberglass muskie. You can walk inside its mouth and it's kind of a wacky little thing, and they celebrate the muskie. So that's a fun one too.
I've got to dig into the archives. There's a festival, I think it was in a town near Sparta, where they had the Gator Fest, named after, I think, a false gator sighting. And the town was so small that they have a parade, but the parade stands still.
Oh, my gosh.
And you walk past it. the spectators walk past, because they only have a couple blocks. They don't have enough room to march the parade. If somebody participates on that, call in at 800-642-1234. Yeah, that is a fun one. People get really creative with these around the state, don't they?
Yeah. I think part of it is kind of a community pride thing, and also maybe trying to draw in some tourists. You know, the wackier, the better. There's other big ones like Air Venture, which draws people from all over the country. That's in Oshkosh at the end of July. Another fun one up north are the Lumberjack World Championships. So, you know, people get their Paul Bunyan on and the end of July, but these like professional, you know, lumberjack forestry people come up and do all kinds of competitions up there. That's kind of a fun one.
And there's some hot air balloon ones around the state, speaking of up in the sky. And Wisconsin Rapids had one, and there's a balloon rally and barbecue rib fest somewhere I think you wrote about.
Yeah, that's up in Wausau. I think that's in July. I'll have to double check on that. But there's also one coming up in Monroe, the Balloon and Blues Festival. And they actually get some like really good blues music acts come in, and then they pair that with some night glows and some other daytime balloon, you know, they set off the hot air balloons. So that's pretty cool. And then actually in Seymour, the home of the hamburger,
right,
they call it, they have a hamburger fest. So they celebrate that. And then they pair it with a balloon rally as well. And at that one, it's kind of wacky. They have, in the past at least, they've had like this ketchup slide. So it's kind of like a water slide, slip and slide type thing, but with ketchup. Yeah.
So dress accordingly.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's bring in our callers now at 800-642-1234. Lynn is on the line in Eau Claire. Lynn, hi.
Hi, Rob. This is the first year that I've been attending fests. We're out politicking with Myron Buckles and going to these little towns and in the parade. It reminds me of when I was 12, and I'm having a really good time. We've been to Westby. We've been to the Broiler Fest in Oliva. We did something in Arcadia, and we will be at Butterfest. And it's fun. On rides I didn't go to when I was 12 and won't go to now that I'm 60. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Nice place to bring the kids.
Well, Lynn, politicking got you out there doing this, it sounds like. But are you going to make this a habit now, even when the campaign season's over?
Yeah. I'll bring my kids instead of the candidate. It'll be fun. It's a good time.
Lynn, thank you so much for sharing that. And Chelsea, talk about the sort of all ages aspects of festivals.
Yeah, that's another really great point. It is, most of them are really family friendly and free for the most part. You know, you have to, of course, buy the food and the rides and stuff, but to just walk around and take in the music. And so many of these have children's activities or children friendly music. So, yeah, it's really great for all ages.
All right. Thanks so much for that call. We'll go next to Michael in Madison. Michael, hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show. Love WPR. You guys do a great job. I had a question about Alpine Theater. I heard that they're going to open up camping again in the parking lot after the venues this summer. And I suppose I could try to contact the venue, but have you heard anything about that? I knew they used to do it back in the 80s, and then they stopped doing it.
Michael, thanks for the call. So outdoor music performances at Alpine and camping. I don't know about that, Chelsea. Camping in the parking lot?
Yeah, actually, they just announced, I think a couple weeks ago, our music writer reported on this, that they are going to allow camping after the Dave Matthews Band concerts this year. So I think that's like the July 1st or 2nd or right around the beginning of July. So those two concerts, they are going to allow camping again. I know they just started taking reservations. So you can check out their website, I'm sure, and they probably have more information.
Michael, enjoy the concert, whichever one you're going to. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Jackie is with us next in Madison. Jackie,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. I always enjoy the Corn Fest in Sun Prairie. In Madison, there's always something to do every weekend during the summer because it's so short. But I love the Corn Fest. I haven't been in a long time, but used to be you'd spend $2, you get a box full of ears of corn. They have salt shakers hanging all over the place, and then buckets of melted butter, and they have a midway and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Jackie, thanks so much. At Chelsea, there's nothing like corn on the cob at an outdoor festival.
No, that's so summer. I always associate that with the state fair, but that sounds awesome.
Jackie, thanks so much for that call. That is, I mean, you mentioned the food earlier, Chelsea, but that's a big attraction. You know, there's block parties around Madison and street fairs, and I'm always looking forward to. And there's food. I don't necessarily get to the restaurants, but I hit their carts every year when I get out to the block parties. Do you have some favorite foods to eat at a festival?
Corn on the cob is definitely one of them. Actually, I really love the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival. They have this, they release this strawberry blush wine that people kind of go crazy for every year. That's in a couple weeks.
That'd be nice on a hot day, I bet.
Yeah, yeah, it's really refreshing. That's a really popular festival. It gets pretty busy there. But yeah, just kind of the classics. I always have to get a corn dog when I go to the state fair. I love Saz's fries at Summerfest. But yeah, the cream puffs, of course. Mm-hmm. That's a summer staple. So yeah.
And at state fair, do you try the deep fried insert something here on a stick every year, whatever the new thing is?
I do try.
Butter, bacon.
Yeah. I do try one new thing. A couple years ago, I actually had an assignment where I had to go to the state fair and try a bunch of the new foods, and we shot some videos on it. They're probably still floating around the internet somewhere, but I wasn't feeling so good at the end of that day, but it was a fun experience.
And you're still monitoring your cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking to Chelsea Lewis. She recently wrote a guide to summer festivals around the state for Wisconsin Trails, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you try to get out and enjoy the festivals, big or small? Do you have a favorite? Do you want to plug the one in your community? And what do you like to do there, see there, and eat there? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And maybe you need a recommendation from Chelsea. Give a call, 800-642-1234. We're picking up our conversation with Chelsea Lewis. She wrote a guide to summer festivals in Wisconsin for Wisconsin Trails. And you can join in. What festival are you looking forward to the most this summer? Do you like the music festivals, local fairs, art shows, cultural festivals, block parties, food fests, church festivals? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know if there's one you got to get to every year, or maybe ask for recommendations. 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Karen from Anago posted there. She says, don't forget to mention the summer-long Festival of the Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua. Can't forget that, Karen. Thank you. We're involved with that at Public Radio. Chelsea, have you made it up there to Big Top Chautauqua ever?
I have not. You know, I've only been up to Bayfield once or twice in the summer, and each time I haven't had a chance to get over there, but that's definitely on my list.
Well, Karen, thanks for that reminder. We'll go back to our callers now with Dan in Wisconsin Rapids. Dan, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to recommend?
Well, Wisconsin Rapids has a cranberry blossom festival every year. This year it's grown to 4 days. But something new that I'm involved in is called the Friends of Rapids Music. It was started up as an online thing for local bands to publicize stuff. But we're having our first music festival on Saturday, and it's free to the public.
That's fantastic, Dana. Where is that music festival?
At Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. There's 7 local bands, and then we got a headliner, Paul Sieber and the Tomorrow Sound.
Okay, from Paul Sieber from Milwaukee. Yeah, I've played in Wisconsin Rapids a couple times at the Balloon Fest there, and I know there's some good musicians there. You've got actually a pretty good scene there, right?
Yes, we do. It's actually a band show, and so we're going to put it some good use, I hope.
That's great. Well, good luck with the event, Dan. I hope you get good weather for that. So, yeah, it seems like a lot of cities are realizing, hey, we've got a good music scene here, Chelsea, and they're figuring out ways to showcase it.
Absolutely. I love that, taking advantage of that and promoting local musicians. That's great.
And there's the Mile of Music in the Fox Cities, Oshkosh, I think it's in?
Yeah, or Appleton.
Appleton,
I think. Yeah, that never gets enough attention. That's a really fabulous festival that maybe it's getting more attention now as more people are hearing about it, but totally worth checking out.
All right, we'll go back to our callers. Morgan is on the line in Burlington. Morgan, hi.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good. What do you want to recommend, Morgan?
Well, you guys are talking about a fantastic topic, and I'm calling in about the Burlington Tall Tales Music Festival. It's in its 4th season here.
Tall Tales Music Festival. What's behind that name?
The Tall Tales Music Festival is taking place in Burlington the second weekend of August, and this was a local music festival set up by our community to help better and bolster our music programs in public in the public school system.
Okay. No, I was asking about the name, Tall Tales. What does that mean?
Well, the Tall Tales is it's about the family and the gathering of the community, and music is about telling stories.
Oh, great. Okay, I get it now. Morgan, thank you so much. Good luck with that event, fourth year there. So there's another one of those, Chelsea, people highlighting the music, and it sounds like family-friendly, too.
Yeah, you know, also, I don't know if this is related, but Burlington has their Liars Club, the Burlington Liars Club, and they host like a Tall Tales contest every year, so that might be related to the Tall Tales name.
I bet that is connected. Morgan, thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1. 1234. Mary is with us next in Madison. Mary, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let folks know that there's an outdoor skills-oriented event happening this weekend at Poinette at the McKenzie Environmental Education Center. It's hosted by the Pope and Young folks. It's called a Pope and Young Rendezvous, and that is related to deer hunting, but there's going to be archery and some hands-on activities. I'm going to be there all 3 days. It's goes through Sunday, doing waterfowl identification. So it's family-oriented and hands-on. And if people were to Google Pope and Young Rendezvous Poinette, they can find out more of the activities that are happening there.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, Mary. How long has this been around?
I believe this might be the first
year. The first one. Great.
I think so. This is the first year I'm involved in it. At the McKenzie Center, we usually run the Youth Expo mid-May, and where we invite fourth and fifth graders. So that's not open to kids. But this, I believe, is the first year that this is happening at McKenzie Center.
Mary, thanks. So that's a different theme, Chelsea, educational, environmental, outdoor conservation education. Do we have other ones like that?
Yeah, that's really great. I love the McKenzie Center. There's always something going on up there on the weekends. And in fact, you know, most state parks or even local parks or local nature centers have guided hikes and other educational programs, whether it's fishing or, like she mentioned, archery. So yeah, usually if you just head to your local park or nature center on the weekend, there's bound to be something going on.
Mary, thanks a lot for that. We're talking about outdoor festivals this summer in Wisconsin. Chelsea Lewis is our guest. She's with Wisconsin Trails, writes for the Journal Sentinel as well. She wrote a piece on some of the big and small festivals around the state, and we're taking your recommendations, your favorites, your local festivals at 800-642-1234. Sharon joins us next in Minocqua. Sharon, hi.
Hi, hello. I'm just calling to remind people about the Beef-O-Rama that's in Minocqua. It's one of the longest ongoing festivals in the state. I think last year was the 40th anniversary. It's very fun. It's very unique. Different organizations. People donate these roast beefs that all these organizations then cook in a barbecue grill, like in front of a business. Then everyone parades their beef through the streets, and then they go to Torpy Park, where the beef is sliced up and served as sandwiches to the public. It's just very unusual. It draws 10,000 people into little downtown Minocqua. So
Sharon,
it's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Wouldn't be a festival conversation without Beef-O-Rama. We have a child of Minocqua sitting across at the board, Michelle Good here. And I've played at Minocqua. The town is crazy for Beef-O-Rama. Chelsea, I recommend it. Have you been there?
Yeah, my folks have a place in Hazelhurst, which is just south of Minocqua. So we love Beef-O-Rama. That's a ton of fun.
All right, Sharon, thanks so much. Enjoy Beef-O-Rama later this year. Eric is with us next in Sturgeon Bay. Eric, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your festival?
I wanted to mention the Steel Bridge Songfest. It's in Sturgeon Bay, and the outdoor portion of it is this Saturday and Sunday, actually. And what it is it takes place at the Holiday Music Motel, and they actually shut the place down and fill it with songwriters who write and record music all week, inspired by the community and the Christmas Street Steel Bridge.
And that is there something with that tonight, too?
Mm-hmm. Tonight there is some stuff going on, but not, it's in a pub crawl along 3rd Avenue in Sturgeon Bay.
But the main event is this weekend.
Right. And then the stuff that they've written and recorded will take place in the main event on that Saturday and Sunday outdoor stage. And they have, food and music, beer.
That sounds fantastic, Eric. Thank you so much. So music's actually created at the Steel Bridge Songfest in Sturgeon Bay. Chelsea, again, I don't know, Wisconsin's going to be the next big music scene with all these music festivals going on.
Yeah. We already had Summerfest for a while, but now there are all these little ones popping up. And the Steel Bridge one has been going on for a while. It's really cool. That the Holiday Music Motel up there is just a really cool joint run by a couple of singer-songwriters, and they started putting this on. It's a great music festival.
Let's get to another caller or two. Thanks for that, Eric. Jim in Rice Lake next. Jim, hi.
What I'm plugging is it's the Twin Ports. It's Duluth, but it's also Superior.
Sure.
It's the Duluth Blues Festival in mid-July. It's probably one of the best blues music festivals in the Midwest in the country. And the Twin Ports has an enormous amount of opportunities in terms of sightseeing, boating, canal, park, et cetera. And so it's an opportunity to see a first-class music festival and have a really nice Twin Ports area to explore. Plus, not to mention Lake Superior.
Yeah, having a big lake in the background never hurts, does it, Chelsea?
Absolutely. It's such a beautiful area up there.
All right. Kathy is with us next in Mineral Point. Kathy, hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to promote Shake Rag Alley's garden tour, which is June 18th. It's Saturday. We have 7 homes in Mineral Point, all beautiful homes and beautiful gardens. That will be on the tour, and it will be followed up or during the tour by a plant and yard art sale at Shake Rag Alley. Not only do we have all the gardens, but all those wonderful historic homes, so we invite everyone to come.
Kathy, thanks a lot for that garden tour in Mineral Point. Not time to bring them on, but Steve in Rome, Wisconsin, is throwing in the world's greatest junk parade. Evidently, they're junk vehicles, tractors, and bulldozers, everybody in costume. That one sounds great, too. So, Chelsea, we could quit our day jobs and spend all of our time traveling from festival to festival. What's next on your list? What are the next couple you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I really love Bastille Days here in Milwaukee. It's a French-themed festival in July, and they put up this kind of mock Eiffel Tower and Cathedral Square, and there's French food and music, and that I really love that little festival.
Well, Chelsea, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Chelsea Lewis. She writes about travel and things to do in Wisconsin for Wisconsin Trails in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She gave us recommendations on festivals to check out around Wisconsin this summer based on a piece she wrote for Wisconsin Trails. We've got that linked on the Central Time Facebook page. While you're there, share your favorite festival, plug your local event. Again, that's the Central Time Facebook page.